Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is the January 2014 edition of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and this is show number 340. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and this is a show for the travel professional or anyone interested in learning more about the travel business. And the Home Base Travel Agent Show is a proud affiliate of the National Association of Career Travel Agents, NACTA. And you can find us at our website at www.hometravelagent.net. And you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. And HBTAS are the initials for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And the show is published monthly, and we like feedback. You know, Lorraine and I would love to have your feedback, and you can email me at Barry@hometravelagent.net. That's Barry at hometravelagent.net. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen to us. We really appreciate it. And we really appreciate our listeners, and I hope your new year is off to a good start. Now, in this month's show, we're continuing an interview we started in show number 337 with Jim Redekop. Jim is giving us information about designing tours and how tour designing can become a lucrative part of your travel business. So I hope you really enjoy this show and take it to heart and add some income to your bottom line. Now here's an official notice. We take no compensation for having guests on our show or recommending their products. Our guests are invited to the show because Lorraine and I believe they offer something of value for the travel professional. So now, with all that said, what I want to do is get right into the interview portion of our show with Jim Redekop. So here we go. Well, hello, everybody. This is the Home Base Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment. And once again, we bring you back here to the part of the show where we do the interview. And last month's show, we didn't have an interview. It was kind of the wrap-up for the year. And we haven't heard from Lorraine in a couple of months. And we do have her back. And it's great to have Lorraine back with us. And today, we're continuing an interview that we actually started, I don't know how long ago it was, maybe a month or two, well, more than a month or two, maybe about 3 or 4 months ago. And this is kind of an exciting topic because it involves change and how businesses change and how rapid, well, not business, but how rapidly the world changes and how quickly business must change to keep up with all that. And anyhow, before I get too tongue-tied, I'm going to turn it over to Lorraine, and here's Lorraine Romero. Welcome back, Lorraine.
Well, hello, Barry, and happy 2014. Yes, we were just talking off mic about the time passing quickly part. A couple months ago, we had Chris Christensen on the show, and he's one of my favorite people. I am so sorry that I had to miss it. And then last month, because of the time passing quickly component, you put together a end of the year wrap up, which I thought you did an awesome job with having Chris D'Souza and David Stockard's past interviews on. And it just reminded me what a great show this is and what a long history and time you've put into this show. How many years have you been hosting the show now?
Well, not only me, Lorraine, you too. You've been around since almost the beginning. You joined us in September of 2005, and I started the show in February of 2005. So how many years is that?
A lot.
I got to count my fingers here, you know. I got to get those fingers going. Let's see.
Well, yep. And we've had, do you have a show note number for what number this is?
No, now you'd ask. It's somewhere around 337.
That's amazing. That's amazing. It's a lot of love and passion. And, you know, it's great to be able to have some of our past guests on. And we do have one. And we have a gentleman that I admire a lot and that I feel is a real good fit for our show. And it is an honor to have Jim Redekop back on. I believe, Jim, this is either your third or fourth time. And with the last time when we ended our podcast interview, we said we'd like to have you come back and to be able to do a follow-up session, kind of as a part two of what you had started to talk about. And I am thrilled to have you back. Jim is the founder of Entrepreneurs in Travel. He's also the immediate past NTA chairman and CEO. And he's a wild and crazy guy. I've had the honor of meeting him when I was on the Big Island a couple of years ago. And I'm so happy that we have been able to keep in touch. Jim, welcome. Tell us a little bit about what you're working on and how can you work with the travel agents?
Well, thank you very much for having me on the show again. I'm fortunate enough to sit here at our farm on the Big Island and be able to share with you and your listeners some of the ideas that pop up in my brain to see how things are moving and moving fast and forward in this ever-changing world of technology. I guess because I live out here, there's not a lot of distraction, and I'm able to, you know, travel to places and see trends and see things changing, and then come home and really capture in my mind where this is all going. And it is this technology age. In fact, we were talking how incredible it is to live in this age and time of all the changes that have actually happened, and then to see where is this really going to go. And it's mind-boggling. I saw, I read something that Google has a lens now, a contact lens that will transfer data to your brain from the lens that you wear on your eyeball. And that it's just happening so fast. But to not get that far ahead with lenses and data to the brain, Entrepreneurs in Travel was really founded for the mere fact that as I served as NTA's chair and traveled around the world last year 5 times and did a lot of trade shows, I found there was nobody teaching anybody how to do group tours, how to be a tour designer or tour operator. And me having a receptive business here on the Big Island, Earthbound Tours, and working for my father for 30 years, it baffled me why no one was teaching anybody how to actually, you know, handle groups and become a tour operator, a tour designer. So I started to put the idea together with Entrepreneurs in Travel and really look at where are we going to be in the future, using technology, using just an iPad and an iPhone to run your entire business and being totally mobile and being able to have your business anywhere in the world. And then the concepts of owning your own business, making your own hours, traveling and making money. I mean, who doesn't want to do that? So that's when I started Entrepreneurs in Travel, and it's been really exciting to put all those pieces together. And I'm happy today to share some of those ideas of the class that I'm teaching. It's an online e-course, and even offer your viewers, your listeners, our first free workshop that they can go to. So make sure we both, before we end this call, that I give you and your listeners the sign-in information for the first Entrepreneurs in Travel workshop that we're actually giving away to get people excited about getting in the group tour design business.
Now, that sounds perfect. And so tell a little bit more about that, because, you know, as you're talking, the things that's coming to my mind as a travel agent, when I'm different places, I always take photos of places that I am, places, mm-hmm. if I hear of a client, if I happen to be there, that they may be of interest, because you're right. I mean, we live in such a mobile arena where we have iPhones and tablets. I'm still not taking photos from my iPad yet, just haven't been able to do that. But it's instantaneous, and it's so different than the way it used to be.
Yeah, I you know, I respect the past, and I always, you know, honor the past and respect it, but always look towards the future. And you know, the way I've seen tour operators doing business in the past is really old school. And I can see where it's going. I've already said that. I see where it's going. But a lot of the tour operators are really struggling to even open up the blinders to see all the possibilities. They're so consumed in their day-to-day routine that they're not welcoming technology and accepting the way that it could. And then some of it's really frustrating to them. They don't want to learn. They're done learning, and they're not hopping on this technology wagon. And with entrepreneurs in travel, I mean, we're using technology and teaching people how to use it to their advantage. And I see this huge shift in the types of tour designers and what they offer, and becoming a much more intimate boutique kind of product that is specialized in a specific field. And in the first course of the class that I teach, it's creating an internet travel and tour business. And so it's really discovering, you know, what are your passions? What do you love to do? And when you can answer those questions, you can build a whole tour company just around those passions, be it food or photography, be it adventure, be, you know, anything that you love doing. The more I connect with people and really discover people that are finding their passions and then building those businesses around their passions, they're never really working. I mean, they love what they do so much. It's just like an added value that, oh, I get to make money doing it. Here I am creating experiences that I love to do, and I'm sharing them with people, and I'm making a living doing it. So I really believe that that's really the future of the new types of travel experiences that are going to be offered. In the last class, I had 10 students, and we finished in July of this past year, and we had a student that wanted to do the pet tours. I think I talked to you about that. They're designing itineraries for pet owners and their pets. A gal that's doing stout tours through Europe because she just loves beer and the whole culture around beer, and adventure. Heart Pounding Adventures is another company that that I know of that has really gone off and just following their passions and creating everything that's really online. They don't even have offices. And you know, that's some of the paradigms that are changing, is that in the past, you had to have an office. And here with home-based travel agents, they're at home now. They don't have an office, and they're doing what basically the travel agent, you know, the consumer used to have to go to the travel agency to book a ticket. And now all that's changing. And just like these new tour designers who are creating their own tour companies, they are totally mobile, and, you know, they pick a date of when the program's going to start, and everybody arrives on that date, and it works. I think the one challenge that is going to be faced that, you know, our generation looks at is the trust. It's like my kids and younger, they'll put a lot of money on the internet. They have no problem. They can look at a product, look at the rating, they can look at, you know, some of the testimonials, and they have enough trust with that. And that's some of the paradigms that are changing as we go into the future, that, you know, people are much more accepting of realizing that the internet is a safer place to be to buy tour product.
That's and I agree with that. That makes sense. I had the pleasure of spending a week with a 20-something, more towards the higher end, the 29-year-old, almost a 30-something. Mm-hmm. And almost the entire time we were together, he was the navigator in the car, because we wanted to know where to go somewhere. He just, boom, got right on Google Maps and left here, right there, go here, go there. We talked about, you know, let's go. We were on the Big Island. Let's go find somewhere good to eat. He looked up the reviews of places. So he looked mm-hmm. here. And you're right. They are much more trusting in terms of, if someone writes a review on a product, then, of course, it must be true. Now, the three of us, I'll speak for you two gentlemen, sorry, tend to be a little more tainted than that, because we also realize that sometimes reviews really aren't real reviews. It's the competitor putting a bad review up on a particular item. So it is interesting on how, as you're saying, the paradigm is shifting.
Yeah, and in this course that we put together, this e-course for Entrepreneurs in Travel 100, we do teach people how to create experiences that they can actually add dollars to. I did, the American Farm Bureau Federation came to Hawaii last year. We moved 1,200 people on 2 days, and I was putting together programs that about $175 per person per day, and that was the transportation, 3 farms, and a lunch at a Roy's or an Alan Wong's, which, we really tested the market on how much could we actually price this experience, and that's what I teach in the class, exactly how to do that by adding value that raises the cost of the trip experience, which in the end, if you've done a good job and you've done your job, then you're making some really good money. And not just that, you're satisfying the customer and giving them a wonderful experience. A couple of the other courses that we teach in the class is experience management. That's basically, taking a tour package, developing it day to day, teaching them how to call hotels, how to ask for group rates, how to price things, what's your markup. And really putting the whole thing together. And it was interesting when we get to this course, because it's this part of the course, it's 2 separate hours, people are amazed the amount of money that they can actually make when they're putting together, group tours. A lot of people, are not doing it. And that was the thing. I thought, well, why aren't people doing this? Because, you can make really good money. And that was the answer to my question, why nobody was ever teaching it. It's because nobody wants to share with anybody, a great idea. And I felt that it was time to kind of break that paradigm and say, look, you can create tours, or, you can create tours and make some really good money, like I do. I make a living from it. And if you're not into handling that much risk or responsibility, you can work with a receptive operator and work as a team to create tours and offer them to your clients. And sometimes it's not just a full tour. Sometimes it's 2 people or 4 people or 10 people, but you're making a pretty hefty commission off that, and when you're working with a receptive operator, you're definitely acting as a team. And so that's part of the experience management class during Entrepreneurs in Travel.
Jim, what do you see as the biggest barrier for someone to getting into the tour designing business?
I think people are afraid of the liability part of it. The more I got into this, I've been very fortunate to talk to people and hear their fears and hear their worries and, why don't they do this or why don't they do that? And I'm fearless. That's just the way I'm structured. My wife gets kind of upset at me, but I fire before I even aim. And a lot of times good things come up and sometimes things don't, but it's taking that first step to say, gosh, I think I can do this. I want to try and do this. I'm great with people. I love travel. This is how I want to make my living. But a lot of times people go, oh, the liability of it. And in the course, I actually have a section called Managing Risk, where it teaches you how to limit the liability of actually building your own tour program and offering it. And even so much, we've gone a step further, is that we're looking at ways to work with tour designers. Perhaps a tour designer does 2 or 3 tours a year, and another one that does 8, and one that just does 2. Well, to actually get liability insurance, on average, because every state is different on their travel laws, on average, it's about $2,000 per year for liability, general liability. And we're looking at ways for new tour designers to actually buy into a program that would actually support a person that only did 2 tours a year, or a person that only did 8 tours, and really help them ease some of that the strain of getting it off the ground. The fear of liability, and the other is actually, can I pull it off? Do I have the finances to pull it off? And I teach people in the class that for about $500, you can get it up and rolling. and have your own tour business and, you know, be shouting to the world through all the different channels that we teach you through the experience marketing part, all your social media channels, all your connections of people you have, but really shouting about what you do and getting more people to know about it. A lot of people are fearful that someone's going to take their great idea. And I am guilty of this too. In my life, I've, you know, as an entrepreneur, I've had a couple ideas that people actually have stolen, and there's a place for those people. But, you know, when you have an idea, I teach people that if it's a great idea, somebody's guaranteed going to try and do it themselves, but nobody's like you. You're an individual who has an idea that you need to shout it at the top of a mountain and tell people, this is what I'm doing. And competition, if it's good, there's always going to be competition. And you have to be bold enough to step out and be unique and be different and be the first. When you're the first, you get to dictate a lot that goes on in the evolution of the idea and where it goes. And then everybody's just following you. And That's how I've always been. It's just be the first, get it out there, be creative, be yourself, and you can do amazing things if you just take that first step and try.
Well, Barry, I don't know about you, but I think this sounds totally awesome, and I really hope that some of our listeners will have the opportunity to be able to take some of Jim's courses. Jim, can you give us a little more detail about where people can sign up and be able to get more information about it?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of ways. You can follow us on Facebook at The Traveling Entrepreneur, and we have about 2,200 people on there and going back and forth with ideas and talking and exchanging ideas, and there are people that have come to the site, and I direct everybody there to kind of always be in touch with each other. Then at entrepreneursandtravel.com, there is a real short 3.5-minute introductory video that I would highly recommend that you watch. And if it's something that interests you, then I would definitely go and either register for an upcoming webinar. The next one I have is actually on the 29th of this month. And if you're on the Facebook page, you'll see the sign up. But you definitely want to register, and we'll get you in the next webinar. And I go through the course in detail, and then I have questions and answers at the end. And I find that's most useful is to have that Q&A at the end where people can engage me for ideas. And all that's free. The login information to get the free workshop, if you've got a pen or pencil handy, I'll go ahead and give that to you. And you go to Entrepreneurs and Travel, and you look up in the right-hand corner. Of course, it says log in. And when it comes to username, you just put user with an uppercase U-S-E-R. And then for password, it's password, capital P-A-S-S-W-O-R-D. And then you're in. And there's 6 courses in there. And they actually have tutorials in there that teach you how to grab your domain name, how to host your site, how to build your site. Those tutorials, you can stop them and do the work and build the site. You can build your own website if you don't have one. It's really, really easy to do. And it's funny. My son put all the tutorials together. He's my little IT guy. And he has a name for his travel company that he uses in the tutorials. And it's called Kick-Ass Tours. So, you know, got to be young and witty. But he's the host of that, and he does a great job. And so, again, username, you would put user, and it is case-sensitive. And then for password, you would use password spelled out. I'm also extending a meetup. I'm actually going to be in Los Angeles. We'll be there for NTA's Travel Exchange. And I do have, if you go to NTA Online, or you have your pen and pencils handy, under the Business Builder section, they are offering a 2-day program for home-based travel agents, and I would highly recommend you go and register. It's $49 per person, but it includes 2 full days and the meal functions and everything with about 400 tour operators, 800 suppliers and attractions, and about 300 DMOs, destination marketing organizations. So I'll be there, and I would definitely love to meet you in person. And or you can send me an email at jim@entrepreneursintravel.com.
And what's the date of the NTA conference?
That one is February 19th and 20th. And it's NTA is welcoming in, I believe there's 24 agents signed up so far. And it's going to be, well, you can check it out. It's going to be great. There's going to be a roundtable session where they're working, talking with tour operators and finding new product. And most of these tour operators are receptive operators, so they offer product either into their location or around the world. And it's really the first time ever that NTA has been so progressive to, you know, start to say, you know, come out and see what we're doing and see how we can work together.
Yeah, that's great. Barry, do you have any questions for our fine guest?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking somewhere along the line over the past year, and I can't remember who made this comment, but the comment was, and it's kind of a wet blanket comment, the comment was, why in the world would you want to be a tour operator, create a tour, design a tour with all the associated headaches? And I guess the question is, do you find there's a lot of headaches, a lot of people complaining and grousing about meals and, you know, just about anything?
Oh, you mean about having to, well, it's same if you're a travel agent, if you send somebody on a tour or on an activity or buy, I mean, you're still going to hear the end of the story. You know, I've been doing this for quite some time, and there are times as a receptive operator, and that's what I teach people how to do in the course, is that that's what I do here, one of the components. I create a whole tour product, 10 days, and then I sell that to a tour operator or a group of travel agents who send their travelers to me. And then it's my responsibility as the tour coordinator to make sure those people are fully loved and cared for, that when they go back, they want to go back to their travel agent and tour operator again and book another tour. You know, my goal, I don't know. I mean, I must have had, well, we do 20,000 people a year here at our site. And I know that seems like a lot, but we've been doing this for a while. And then added to the tours that I do, if I ever have a person that complains, you know, they're in Hawaii, so something's really got to be going on wrong that I'm not aware of. Do you know what I mean? If you come to the most beautiful place in the world and you've got issues, I can find that they stick out like a sore thumb to begin with. My goal is that by the end of that tour, that person is going to be in love with everything that I set out to do. And, you know, that's truly what a tour designer, or anybody in this business, why we're in this business, when we're able to turn things around. And there may be, and understandably, things outside of their lives or that I can't see. So obviously there's some issues that I have to tend and care for, but it's very, very rare compared to the lifestyle and income that I make. On one tour, if I have, you know, 40 people on a tour, I'm making over $15,000 per tour. So, you know, to me, it's well worth it. If I'm doing 10 tours in a year, I'm making a grand living. And, you know, there's always going to be that one. I tell my wife there's one in a thousand that you're going to have a very difficult time changing the way they see the world. And you just got to love them as much as you can. I mean, if you ask me, I've ever sent anybody home from being, you know, unruly, because my concern is the majority of the group. My concern is not the one person who's really having the issue. And you're always going to meet people like that, not just in the travel business. So the way, it's funny how you said the wet blanket. I mean, if you're in your own business and you run your own business, you're going to deal with that all the time. And in fact, I'm trying to teach it to my 20-year-old son. You know, how do you deal with people like that? He has a really difficult time when there's conflict. And that is something that I teach as well. And how do you handle a customer that's just not happy about anything you do? There's definitely a way to make it work. And it sometimes it's just removing that person. And you always have that right as a tour operator. During the course, I supply contracts, detailed itineraries so people can look at, how I put it all together. But in those contracts, it also states that, for any reason, I have the right to send you home, and nobody wants to come to Hawaii and be sent home.
Right. An unrelated question to the topic we just discussed there about unruly people or whatever. Do you need an IATA number to sign up for anything that you're offering or for the NTA online meetup?
No, you don't. And you'd be amazed, when I teach the course on how to be a group tour designer, I teach people actually how to call hotels and attractions and get group rates. And we never talk about an IATA number. I've been doing this for years. Nobody has ever asked me for my IATA. If I'm booking an air, well, that's a different thing. I need that. But in most cases, when we're designing these programs, I'm doing the land portion. In the case of Hawaii, you have to go from island to island. So I do the inter-island air. But in most cases, when I'm teaching how to become a tour designer, it's a land-only program, and everybody is really using their own air. They have miles, they have points, they're told on what day to arrive, and it just makes it a whole lot easier, especially with the airlines. The airlines are, everybody knows if you're in the business, they're very challenging. You can't control the weather, you can't control the airlines.
Yes, that they are. I have a recent personal story, but
and I bet a lot of people do at this time of the year. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's just crazy. But I just wanted to close and just say that because we had talked about this prior to getting on the line that this course is Entrepreneurs in Travel is teaching people how to be a tour designer, and I had some people that say, well, I don't, that's a lot of work for me. I don't want to do that. But it also teaches you how to work with a receptive tour operator and what that means for you dollar-wise, and how do you build that trust and get to know a really good receptive tour operator and that sort of thing. So I do cover that in the class as well, where people buy into pre-existing dates and pre-existing tours and how to build those relationships with both for your clients and the receptive tour operator.
How do you define a receptive tour operator? What does that mean?
Yeah, the industry is going through a pretty radical change, especially at NTA. We're actually accepting receptive operators into the tour operator role. A receptive operator deals with that particular destination. And so, I'm not going to do receptive work into LA or San Diego because that's not what I do. But a receptive operator that lives in San Diego or LA, that's what I just did this last webinar on, and the next webinar coming up is teaching people how to take their destination and create tour programs that are so unique because they live there. They know when the festivals are. They know what great places to go and have dinner at. They know friends who, own businesses that people might want to go into and get behind the scenes. And so a receptive operator is somebody that deals with that particular destination and packages the hotel, the trans, all the meals, and they guide the whole tour, and they operate the whole thing, and they sell it to travel agents and tour operators and anyone that wants to come on the tour.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Jim. It was awesome to have you back on our podcast. Thank you. And thank you, Barry, for your wonderful questions. Jim, one last time, if you could give the URL as well as the best way to contact you if people have questions.
Sure. And I want to say before that, thank you very much for having me again. I think this is the fourth time I've been on the show, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here and share some of my crazy ideas with you. The URL is of course, www.entrepreneursintravel. And it's funny, when I was speaking at Johnson & Wales, and when I did this, I've been doing it a couple of years at Johnson & Wales in their travel and tourism school, and when I started the company, you know, Entrepreneurs in Travel, my son said, "Dad, that, who's going to know how to spell entrepreneurs?" You know, he said, "That's really hard to spell." And I said, "Son, if they don't know how to spell entrepreneurs, then they're probably not one." But anyway, I'll spell it for you all, because spell it every day. ENTREPRENEURS. entrepreneursintravel.com, and then watch that really short introductory video, and it kind of gives you a really short description of what the courses are about and the webinars, and the free class. You just go up to log in, free first EIT 101 workshop for all of you listening. The username is user, uppercase U-S-E-R, and the password is password, capital P-A-S-S. W-O-R-D. Thank you so much for allowing me this time.
And you're so welcome.
Thank you. Thank you both.
So, Barry, what is the best way for our listeners to reach you?
They can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook, facebook.com/HBTAS, initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And, Lorraine, how do they get a hold of you?
I can always be reached on email at sharptongued@mac.com. That's sharptongued@mac.com. My personal Facebook is Lorraine R. And then, of course, there's my Sharp Tongue Consulting Facebook page. And I appreciate all the likes and any likes that anybody can get, and I am always open for questions if anybody has any. So thank you again, Barry. We have someone lined up for the next month. I can't believe this is already mid-January already, and the next thing you're going to tell me is, Lorraine, it's February or March.
Yeah, before you know it, I'll be walking around on grass.
That's right. That's right.
In slippers. And, right, in slippers.
In slippers.
And, you know, Jim, you and I just have to kind of rub it in. And Barry's used this. I'm in California, and we're having one of the warmest winters, also a drought. And, Jim, what's it like where you are?
People usually don't ask me that question at this time of the year because I live on the Big Island of Hawaii. So it was a little chilly last night. We got down about 63, 62. We all had our blankets on, and if we are rubbing it in. And today is a balmy 79.
Okay.
Ooh.
Wonderful.
And Barry.
That's horrible. That's just horrible. I told you, don't ask.
And Barry, where are you, and what's it like where you are?
I'm in western Michigan, and we get wonderful lake effect snow. You know, it's so beautiful to walk out your door and not be able to see 3 foot in front of you and then have to duck walk. And if anybody lives in the north knows what that means. Wherever you go, you have to duck walk because you'll fall on your butt if you don't. Anyhow, that's enough of that.
Well, wonderful. Thank you both, gentlemen, from both various time zones. So we appreciate it. And thank you again, Jim. And thank you, Barry, for all you put into this podcast, because I know your real work begins now when you're producing it.
It does. Thanks a lot, Jim.
All right. Thank you. Aloha.
Okay. Thank you, Jim and Lorraine, for giving us some great information. And thank you, Lorraine, for arranging these interviews. I really appreciate it. And, you know, I want to let you know that, you know, in the event that you missed the password and username for Jim's free webinar, the username is user, and the password is password. Now, I have it down as a capital P for password, but if it doesn't work, put in a lowercase p, and that should work. So you can get Jim's free webinar on his website at entrepreneursintravel.com. That's all one word, entrepreneursintravel.com. So take advantage of Jim's free webinar and see what you think about designing tours. And we're going to make it a wrap for January. We do have a scheduled show for February and look forward to coming back to you here at the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And in the meantime, I hope you all travel safe, stay healthy, everybody, and we will see you in February. Bye-bye now.